And I'd just drop right down on that grindstone all the time, keep a little water on it. That's the way we should.
They're fun to turn, aren't they, until you have
to do they it. Are, yeah, they sure are. Sharpen the hoes and axes and old size and stuff like that.
Did you have any portable sharpener that you could take with you in your pocket?
No, later on we got wet rocks and things like that, but we didn't have them for a long time. That old wet rock, I mean those old grindstones, the only thing we had.
When your wagon axle squeaked, what did you do with it?
We greased it. Put axle grease on it.
Oh, how did you do that?
Well, you mean on the wheel? The rim?
Well, more the hub.
Well, on the hub, you'd see they put on this big nut, hold that on, and they take that nut off and pull that wheel out, then put a lot of axle grease on that axle. Mm-hmm. Push your wheel back and put your nut on there and screw it up tight.
Mm-hmm. Don't get that axle grease on you unless you can.
Not unless you want to get it all over. That's what you're going to do when you start to grease one up.
What did you do to the harness to keep it in shape?
We'd oil it with Needsfoot oil. Needsfoot oil.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
And what did you use for lights around the house?
Oil lights. Uh-huh. Kerosene lamps. Uh-huh. We had those for a long time. We had lanterns. We'd go out to the barn or go out and see chicken house, see something by night, we'd take a lantern with us.
With a reflector on it?
Yeah, well, did later on, but at first it just had a round globe in the hand, it just came along there and just didn't have any reflector on it.
Warm your fingers.
Yeah.
What would you call the thing that makes the light up there?
The bulb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Light bulb?
And used to be in a car tire that the thing that held the air was the
tube.
Uh-huh. Your wife or your mother probably had a large thing that she carried with her when she went someplace. And then there was something in that she kept her coins in.
A little purse.
Uh-huh. And on her arm she might have a
bracelet.
Uh-huh. And around her neck she might have a
necklace.
Was that ever called anything else?
That's what called them was, kid. Some of them made out of beads and some of them out of gold necklace and a little something on it, the emblem of some kind. Most of them made out of beads.
You ever heard that called a pair of beads?
No, I never heard it called that.
When it rained, probably, she'd carry something that she could put up.
Umbrella.
Uh-huh. And if she went in to cook, she'd put something around
the apron.
Uh-huh. Those were grand things, weren't they?
Yeah.
And women don't seem to use
all
them.
All of that a certain nail. That apron's always hanging on that nail. You know right where to go to get it every time.
Uh-huh. And at the bottom of her dress, the part that was tucked up was called a
hem.
And if she was afraid she might lose a button, just to be safe, she'd take along a
safety pin. Or some needle and little thread and needle sometimes.
Oh,
but generally take a safety pin.
Yeah, I mean, reminds me this business of take along and just for safety. I remember how many times my mouth or my face has been washed with spit before I met somebody.
Yeah.
I had four kids.
Yeah.